In today's halacha, we're going to discuss the laws and customs of Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos prior to Pesach is formally called Shabbos HaGadol, the Great Shabbos, and takes with it a number of different customs. This year, Shabbos HaGadol is this Shabbos exactly 1 week, one Shabbos before Shabbos Pesach. The first famous halacha regarding Shabbos HaGadol is regarding the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, the Shabbos HaGadol speech. Let us discuss a little of the background of this speech and where it finds its place in Jewish custom. So as we discussed in the past, it used to be in the times of the Beis HaMikdash that it was established for every maggid, every teacher of every community to teach the halachas, the laws of the karbanis, 30 days prior to the festival to the masses, in order for them to know which karbanis are kosher and which are not. However, with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and the ceasing of bringing the karbanis, so they stopped doing so. Nevertheless, since there are many other halachas involved in the holidays, therefore, it became the custom, although not to teach it for the full 30 days, but to teach it for the community the Shabbos before the festival. And thus, the meaning of the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha is actually rooted in the Takana, in the institution of the sages in times of the Beis HaMikdash, to review the laws before the holiday. As the Alter Rebbe writes, that the content of the speech should be to expound and teach the people the ways of Hashem and teach them what must be done on the holiday, meaning the halachis, unlike the custom today that the speech surrounds the topics of pilpul and deep analytical studies in Talmud and halacha, as opposed to practical halachic advice for the people. The miracle of Shabbos HaGadol. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? So the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch chapter 430 has a very novel way of explaining what happened. The normally accepted version, as is brought down in the Torah and the Medrash, is that on this Shabbos, of course, that's the Shabbos that we took the firstborn sheep, that we took the sheep to our beds to tie in order to be killed, to be slaughtered for the Karban Pesach, which we would bring on Thursday, as we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Now, when the firstborn saw that we took the sheep, so which was their God, so they became very upset, and they asked, what are you doing? And the Medrash and the Torah and other Mefarshim say that they wanted to attack us and kill us for belittling their God, and Hashem made a miracle and saved us. The Alter Rebbe swerves from this approach of explanation and explains rather that they asked us, what are you doing? And we replied that we're leaving Mitzrayim and we're slaughtering your gods, your sheep. To which they asked, how are you going to leave Mitzrayim? And they replied, well, on Thursday, on Tesvav, Hashem is going to bring a final strike, Makas Becheres, and knock out all the firstborns. When they heard this, they became very scared, and they went to Pare, and they demanded from Pare to release the Jewish people. And when Pare refused, they caused a civil war. And the author explains, because of this civil war, we call this Shabbos the Great Shabbos. The Rebbe, in a sicha, in a talk, discusses in length the meaning of this miracle and why the Alter Rebbe swerved from the other explanation. And in short, the explanation is as follows. The whole idea of this miracle was just not another miracle that Hashem saved us, as the Torah and the Medrash explains. But rather, this was the Hetchaltes HaGaula, the beginning of our redemption, when the Mitzrim themselves began demanding from us to leave Mitzrayim. The Bechayrim, which represented the strength of the Egyptians, began asking us and pleading from Pari to take us out of Egypt and let us out. And therefore, that's what the Alter Rebbe says. The Shabbos HaGadol was thus the beginning of the redemption and the miracles of them wanting to take us out. And that's how it differs from all the other miracles. On the Shabbos, we recite, the custom is to recite Avodim Hayinu after Mincha of Shabbos HaGadol. We recite Avodim Hayinu from Avodim Hayinu until the words L'chapa Kol Aveinu, as the Alter Rebbe says, is the beginning of our redemption. That's why we say part of the Haggadah on this day. On this Matzei Shabbos, regarding Vayehi Noyam, so the halacha is that whenever Matzei Shabbos is on a week that there will be a Yontif approaching, then you do not say Vayehi Noyam on that Matzei Shabbos, as Vayehi Noyam is blessing the work of the week. And if we will not have a six-day work week, then we don't say a blessing for the work of the week. The question is regarding Pesach. So when Pesach falls on Shabbos, so ideally, since it's a six-day work week, so you should say Vayehi Noyam this Matzei Shabbos. And that's the practical directive that is brought in many Paiskim and is recorded in the Alter Rebbe 295.3, the Prima Gadim, and that's the Chabad custom as recorded by Rav Yaakov Landau of the Rebbe Rashab, and that's what the Rebbe himself was accustomed. Nevertheless, there are pesukim that say that even when Pesach falls on Shabbos, one should omit vayhinayim for Ma'ariv, and that's what's written in Luach Kehil Chabad. Practically, the widespread Chabad custom is to say vayhinayim this Matzei Shabbos, that Pesach falls on Shabbos.